Happy New Year.
Happy solar new something.
Something.
Yeah.
Something to do with something.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about astrology.
Nothing but
gastronomy.
Just that
gastrology
for 4 hours. Just various.
Does gastrology exist? Are there gut constellations that we can chart?
I didn't plan on us stumbling into a gold mine this early.
Sorry. I gotta crack my beer. Sorry.
So gastronomy already, I'd say, a fairly fake term, because that's just making food, right?
I want to start a gastrological pub. But
yeah,
it's more of a food truck, so it's a traveling, you know. We skirt the liquor law licenses by showing up in a new state every day.
And by saying it's a religion or something. So,
oh yeah, that's tax free. Yeah, no, we're an educational institution. I'm more of a museum guy.
Yes.
Yeah, traveling museum that serves alcohol. that makes and serves alcohol.
Yes. And various other tinctures.
Whew. All right, gastrology. Sorry, we're a minute and a half in. Here we go.
Yeah. And
I saw a solar eclipse. I guess this is what happens.
Yeah.
You just get a wave of... What did you see? Like, because I remember you saw an eclipse.
Yeah, we for the last one in North America, we drove up to Boise, Idaho. And what's great now is that people, I've seen a clip going around of some news anchor being commenting on one in like the 70s or 80s. And he's like, we're not going to see another one till April 8th, 2024 in North America. And it's just like, that's just not true. Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Like
this side of North America, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. The next one I think for us is like 20 years, not on the nose, but like 2044.
Yeah, but yeah, we drove up to northern Idaho to see it, and it was...
I hear it's nice up there. A lot of people moving over there.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's racist. It's real racist.
Yeah, that's why you need a compound where you just have a cult where everybody's cool.
Yeah, they have those there, but without the cool part. They've got the...
The Ruby Ridge style?
Yeah. And just the KKK is there.
All right. Like, all right, Mr. FBI. I thought the Ruby Ridge guys were the cool ones.
Well, we can go back to talking about the various Marvins that I am. Because
Sick. I actually got some Stay Puffed Marshmallows. I know this has nothing to do with Marvins.
Stay Puffed Marvmallow. But
it's close.
We drove up there, and it was a good road trip. And then we picked up our friends who live in Boise. I actually hadn't met this was the first time I met them. They were Reagan's friends. We picked them up from the Boise airport because they were coming back from a trip, and they live in Boise. And we like dropped them off. We like took them to their house where they just like swapped luggage.
No
and
way.
Then we continued driving out to. It was called Leisure Town. It was a trailer park.
They have funny town names out there too. It's not just Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And it was maybe like 3 hours outside of Boise. And on the way there, you know, you're in the bottom of these beautiful, like, you know, gently curving valleys, and the highway's nice and flat. It still curves just to get through the valleys, like right. Slight curves, and sometimes it's ground level, sometimes it's elevated just to keep it, you know, nice and flat. And you're doing like 65 to 80. I think the speed limit's 65, but you can see forever. You can do 80. It's fine.
One of those states is like reasonable and prudent. Like,
oh, there's Montana.
There's no problem like driving 80 with a beer in your hand and a shotgun in your lap.
Like, well, we saw that guy because coming towards us on a turn where we were driving and the road was curving from our perspective to the right, and so he's coming towards us around that curve, and he just did not make the left for him and just continued straight.
No left, man.
And drove about 80 miles an hour, I'd guess, straight off like a 15-foot embankment in a truck.
Huh.
And rolled that thing in across every axis.
Hopefully he
times.
Was wearing a seatbelt.
I mean, he didn't get it thrown from the car, so I believe he had to have been.
Yeah, that's a win.
But yeah, we the four of us in the car all immediately like just popped into an
first aid mode.
Good
Samaritan.
We each took a different role without conferring. So I was driving, and the other guy, whose name was also Ben, was sitting behind me on the driver's side. So he and I just stopped the car and just scrambled down the embankment with him. His wife immediately called 911, and Reagan climbed into the driver's seat and pulled the Suburban over because there was no shoulder on the side that I was on. So she did like a U-turn and pulled over.
Dangerous Idaho Canyon.
Exactly. And so, yeah, we got down, and the truck was on its side. It was on the driver's side, like was the bottom. So the guy was standing on the driver's side window. He was fully encased in the truck still. So he's a short fella because he was shorter than the truck was wide. I think it was a Toyota. It was still running, which was I was extremely impressed by.
Nice.
I could hear.
You'd think it would have sputtered maybe a couple of times going down the embankment. You know,
I mean, I didn't think about it till later, but there's, I mean, he plowed into the ground and rolled, and I didn't think about it till later. There were fluids everywhere, just coming out of the car. None of it blood, but just like various types of liquids, some of which are most assuredly flammable.
Right.
But
maybe some puke.
You're just kind of in the zone. Well, so I hear music, and I eventually get the guy to roll down the passenger side window, which is now the sunroof, is the orientation.
All right.
And and then I can hear good old Willie Nelson coming out. I was like, fuck yeah. And it just reeks of whiskey. It's just like, nice. And I was like, hey, man, let me get you out of there. At first, I thought there was it had been a couple, but it was just one guy. So I poked my head in, and I'm like,
he was going up to the Eclipse, too? Or well, running away from the Eclipse.
I think running away from the Eclipse. He was a local boy.
All right.
And older fella, not old, just older than me. And so he's crouched down on the ground looking for something. I was like, "Hey, like, just cut the engine and let's get you out of here." And he's like, "I'm looking for a lighter." I was like, "I'm sure we can get you a lighter, you know, out of here. Like, we don't need to be in the
If I was a cop, would you be asking for a lighter right now or what would you be asking for?
Yeah, and so I was like, let me get you out of there. He was like, I was a goddamn combat medic for 35 years. I don't need any fucking help. And he did. He put his fucking arms on either side of the window there and hoisted himself up.
I do this every week. This is a brand new vehicle.
And then he did completely fall off the side of the truck once he got himself on top of the truck, which was impressive. But then he fell off, and I caught him because he was really tiny.
Right, and he was whiskey driven and hell bound.
Yeah, and so I carried him up to the side of the embankment a little bit, and by then there's already an ambulance there, and they're like, "Oh yeah, another dude just did this about half a mile down the road." So
sick.
Yeah, so we're already good.
We got a BOGO going on right now. So if you want to team up with that guy, you know, combine health insurance.
Yeah. And then, cop got there and he was like, did you see any alcohol in the car? And I was like, I did not see any alcohol, which is true. I did
that
not.
That is correct.
He didn't ask me if I smelled any. He asked me if I saw any, and I didn't. So,
yeah, if you smelled some, you know, that's a whiskey bottle that got jostled around in the tumble that the truck took.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
because it gets potent. He probably didn't bring any perfume on this one.
I doubt it. But yeah, so then we continued on. So by the time we got to where we were sleeping that night in this trailer park, we were meeting the Reagan's friend's aunt and her partner up at
an aunt
up at Leisure Town. I did.
All right.
And so we get there and she's in full aunt mode. She's like, hey, do you guys need any like you want a drink? You want some food? And we are all like at like a fucking 10 because like full of adrenaline from just this thing that has just happened.
Yeah.
And, we eventually get to sleep. We wake up, and the next day we watched a bunch of, just a bunch of fucking redneck idiots staring directly at the solar eclipse for several minutes.
We listened to, Spanish.
Ooh.
Cause most of my neighbors speak Spanish.
Nice.
Yeah. We were in my backyard.
How close were you to 100? Were you within the band of total totality?
No. We were in like a, you know, like a high 90, you know, like a...
Nice.
Yeah, like, you know, what you want an O'Connor to score on like a standardized test. It's like, well, you made the 99th percentile. Like, come on.
Yeah. Let me, I'm trying to see, trying to get in it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at a map now. I've got a rough idea of where Springfield is.
We were going to go up to the station originally, but, you know, some of us are feeling under the weather, you know, also have solar eclipse defective disorder. So we weren't sure if we were going to have to drive off an embankment whiskey drunk. So we avoided it, you know, really, by staying at home. I didn't have to drive at all today other than to buy pecan wood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I was smoking some ribs.
Oh.
I also smoked a little goat meat, too. But
you know, smoking goat.
Don't tell the health department about that one.
I would never.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah.
running an outlaw smoker.
But yeah, dude, that's, what time was it your time when all this was, it was like early afternoon, right?
So like the moon started to take a bite out of the sun at like 2:15 and it really, really got after it in the 3 o'clock hour, and 3:30 was like the, you know, the prime time. That was past your like Muslim crescent moon. Like, gotcha. it was only like the slimmest of fingernails.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
But I brought out the hammock for this one. It was actually a really nice day. Like, we're talking like good 60s weather.
Ooh.
Like, but post winter, so like, you know, this is borderline 80s. You know, the kids across the street are playing soccer in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, you've got the relative temp because you're used to a totally different temp.
Also, this is Hoop City, and they play a brand of soccer where, like, if you get the soccer ball into the dumpster, you lose, like, 1,000 points. They haven't described all the rules to me, but you don't want to get the soccer ball into the dumpster, but you want to get it really close because that's what they do all the time.
Okay. Is it Calvin Ball-esque, or do there seem to be some hard rules?
Well, you're bounded by a street, a bunch of buildings, so.
I mean, that's just the fuzz. That's just the man.
It's true.
I was actually talking with somebody last night about how he and I realized that both of our first, like, technical on-the-books jobs were being referees for, like, Little League soccer.
Nice.
And he is a lawyer and was wearing a Judge Dredd shirt that just said, "I am the law."
Now, this is Stallone Dredd? Or like cartoon Dredd?
I honestly couldn't tell. Like it was a very stylized
shirt.
What
year was it?
The shirt?
No, like when you...
This was last night.
So it could have been Carl Urban Dredd.
Yeah, it could have been. That's what I was trying to figure out at dinner was which. Yeah, there's multiple variants.
It was Carl Urban Dredd. That's what I spent my entire life doing, is trying to figure out if it's Carl Urban Dredd. Because it's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's probably better than good. Stallone Dredd.
I think it is. I think it is. I don't know. Hold me. Bend me over a barrel and shoot me. Shoot my cute little booty cheeks.
I mean, post-eclipse, you know, my hindsight 2020, and I don't need to apologize for this one. That dread rocks.
My hind end is 2020, and
if Armand DeSante was in that dread, might have been better. But, you know, you missed out.
But the reason I bring this up, so he's wearing a shirt that says "I am the law." He is a lawyer, and we both had this job being referees, and he was like, "Oh, I loved that job." I was like, "Oh, I fucking hated it." And he was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Well, I hated like enforcing the rules and like being the man." And then we just kind of looked at each other, and he just looked down at his shirt. I was just like, "Oh yeah," like we both have very different reactions to power.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but the only shirt that I would be caught wearing, you know, where that argument would even, where somebody would look probably the way you looked at his shirt, is my Law and Order shirt. But yes, it says dot, 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 and these are their stories. Like, it, yeah, it's not even I am the law.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, just,
that's a great shirt.
Yeah, I like the stories. I like seeing it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I just wish that somebody could cut it to where, like, you know, all right, you get all of the cop stories and the DA stories, but chronologically, because, you know, the cases, they're not bookended the way they are in real life.
It'd be over the course of months.
Yeah, not for these characters.
It'd be a much harder show to follow.
So yeah, you have Jesse L. Martin coming in when it's just like, hey, we need Benjamin Bratt back here. Like, no. He's going back to Peru or whatever.
Don't worry about him. But dude, speaking of remakes, Dredd and Judge Dredd, I don't know what I expected. Reagan and I watched the
Roadhouse. Saw a movie?
We saw Roadhouse, the remake.
Oh, wow. In theaters?
No, on the couch.
In a bar?
On the couch.
What kind of drinks did you serve?
We did tiki drinks.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys. Because you end guys of the day, and your tiki drinks.
It's still me, baby. But yeah, that movie sucks.
All right.
I remember when it was, getting released, I heard that the director, who I like another movie that he did, it's Doug Liman, Edge of Tomorrow, really fucking good movie.
Okay.
But him and Jake Gyllenhaal were complaining that, I forget what studio made it, one of the streaming studios like Amazon Prime or something like this, they weren't paying the money to put it into theaters in order for it to qualify for Oscars. And they were very mad about this. They're like, it's not going to qualify for any awards.
Rabble, right?
Yeah. It's going to be an award-winning movie. And I was like, it's weird. Like, I was like, what could they have done to Roadhouse to like artsy it up and, you know, make them think that it would qualify.
Rip one less throat, maybe?
Dude, the movie sucks. Like, it's...
No, Terry Funk's in it.
It's just, who's Terry Funk?
No, he's not in the new one. He's in the old one.
The old one's great. It's not like artistic, but it's a really fun fucking movie.
Yeah, it's Commando, but for, you know, suburban America.
Yeah, this one's just, I don't know. It's not fun bad. It's just bad bad.
Yeah, it's the second Boondock Saints movie?
Yes.
Yeah, just bad.
It's not even worth watching, ironically. It was really, really bad.
I was really
bummed out. I'm sorry
you were hurt by it.
That's the thing, is that
I was watching Peacock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, cool. Just turn on some like early ECW. Just watch some 90s wrestling. You'll be fine. I swear.
Yeah, yeah, the fights weren't very good. A guy gets eaten by a crocodile. And it still sucks. It still sucks. That happens and it still sucks.
Well, you need the crocodile death to be good.
Also, Reagan just kept pointing out, she's like, with all these like fights going on, and it's supposed to be in like the Florida Keys on like a bad key.
Oh, so it was a gator. Or was it a crocodile?
It was a crocodile.
You specified crocodile.
I specified crocodile. You barely see it, so I couldn't actually look for the telltale signs of either, but they said it was a croc. According to the mystical Asian guy who runs the dock, that they had to have that trope of like the magical Asian
man. The harbor
master?
You sure it wasn't Drunken Master?
I might have been watching a Jackie Chan film, now that you say it. That might be why I was so confused.
Sure it wasn't Jackie Chan in Florida fighting like, you know, like a David Hasselhoff on the floor eating a cheeseburger type deal.
I may have just been on YouTube looking at memes.
Well, not you're not the only one.
That would have been better, a better use of my time, because Reagan fell asleep after, I don't know, 20 minutes. She missed all of Conor McGregor, basically.
That's
No, that's a shame.
I didn't say a shame.
Yeah, he look, regardless of he seems like a piece of shit in real life and probably is. I don't know. I don't really follow MMA or any of that shit, but he is a dog shit fucking actor. I can tell you that confidently. He is he should not have been in the movie. He was terrible. And they had no Sam Elliott character.
No Miho?
Yeah.
Or no Miho Sayer, I guess?
Yeah, no guy calling Jake Gyllenhaal Miho.
Yeah, I still can't get over Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess, as the...
Yeah. I was also doing
Channing Tatum is... He couldn't have been much more than Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, right?
And then if you're going up the ladder, like, get John Cena. Just fucking get John Cena.
Bro. Right?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
I was checking out the ages. Swayze, I think, was 37 in Roadhouse, and Sam Elliott was 45. And in this one, Gyllenhaal was 43 when they filmed it. And so it's just like, you can't just put him in the average age and just make him both characters. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You need,
you can't
like
just split the difference.
You need the mentor to come in.
Yeah. And call him
Miho. Yes. And then die.
Of course.
Yeah. Does he die? He gets stabbed. Does he die?
Not on screen.
Okay. Good. But, all it made me want to do is go and watch the original Red Dawn, because I realized out of the Point Break, Red Dawn, Roadhouse sort of Swayze trifecta, Reagan has not seen Red Dawn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's seen the other two.
And that one's the most likely.
I don't know. She grew up in near the Pacific. Point Break has a draw, perhaps.
She grew up.
Robbing,
I don't think
banks
the Soviets
in the 90s.
Are gonna team up with the Cubans anytime soon. I'll say that.
But yeah. So now I just want to go and watch that with her. And she was like, "Really? You'd watch that again?" And I was like, "Oh, out of those three movies, I'll watch any of them at any time. Like Point Break."
Also,
does
Reagan still not know that you're willing to watch a movie twice? Even like a wildly mediocre movie.
I think
it's also movies that you've probably seen like 80 times before.
I think she hasn't dialed in my barometer on exactly what qualifies as this is bad and I will watch it once to laugh, like Cats, or this is quality doesn't really weigh into this. This
like
is
Phantasm.
Simply awesome,
like,
and
yeah.
I'll watch it as like Repo Man. Repo yeah. Man is arguably a bad movie because it's filmed really weird and low quality.
Papa reported that I think it's Delta. Delta still has Repo Man. Whichever airline that I said had Repo Man still has Repo Man.
That's crazy. I mean, like,
no, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Fly Delta.
But I feel like I would want to get the back row on a Delta plane and just an hour and a half in, look ahead at every screen to see if anybody's watching it. Because that's like instant friend. Like, anybody watching Repo Man on a plane, I want to be like, you and me, when we land, we're stopping at an airport bar before we leave the airport. I got to figure you out.
Yeah.
Because you're probably one of my dudes, and I just don't know it yet.
I you know, there's one caveat, and I didn't explore this further with you, and I should have. But like, you eat an edible before that flight. You know, you want to smile when you see Repo Man on a screen, if you see Repo Man on a screen.
Absolutely.
But now that you've explored edibles and video games,
yeah,
I want to know: have you explored Taco Bell's new Cantina menu? Because that's the next logical step, right?
No. What is the So my only knowledge of the Cantina menu being different from the normal one is that it adds alcoholic beverages. Are there food differences as well?
No, Taco Bell Cantina are like separate locations. Yeah, that have the...
Yeah, we've got one in Pacifica down
now,
here.
Now there's like a limited time Cantina chicken, I believe, that they have.
And oh,
it's like
all
right. a grilled shredded chicken.
Okay, so I didn't realize they had LTO food offerings as well.
And they have, I think, new... It's like a new taco, a new quesadilla, and a new, I don't know, something with like a softer shell. But they can save all the new chicken and shit, but they have a new sauce. And
ooh.
Sauce is the fucking bomb, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's avocado verde, like salsa.
All right. All right. Yeah. So it's got a thickness.
It's got a spice to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm just saying, if you're getting high and playing video games, you might want to hit some fourth meal. Run to the border. live Moss.
Think outside the bun.
There you go.
They did have some absolute banger slogans.
Yo quiero.
Yeah. And like the thing that makes that one fun, as the fun fact everybody knows, is that the guy doing that voice was a white guy.
Oh, he was a guy on Reno 911.
Yeah, he's the shotgun guy.
Was he the shotgun guy?
He was the guy who went the great thing about the shotgun is you don't have to aim. He was that guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Carlos Alazraki.
Yeah. But the closest fast food we have, so San Francisco doesn't have a ton of fast food. You got to go to like Daly City for that, or Pacifica for the Cantina.
Boo hoo hoo.
I know, but buddy,
did you get a job yet?
No.
You want me to fly you out here? You can get some really good fast food.
We're like 100 feet from a Popeyes.
Our Popeyes isn't really that good, so yeah.
Our
no
Popeyes,
overlap. Our Venn diagram so far, perfect.
Our Popeyes has a tremendous amount of violence and cars that crash into it, so you know it's awesome.
Our Popeyes never has Coca-Cola.
Mmm. All right.
Yeah, crazy.
Ours ran out of that hottie sauce, and I thought there was going to be a fucking riot. And it's also the last time I heard anyone use the F slur in public. In anger.
Okay. I was about to say, like, I...
Not fuck.
No. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I have gay friends that will call each other that as in a playful manner.
No, I hear it from the bus stop that I'm looking at right now a lot. Not every day, but, once a week
enough.
At least. I hear other shit, too. Like, it's not just that.
Yeah. But
enough shit to where I'm never going to correct these people.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, that's not for me. Young Tim was telling me a story. He was at a show like a month ago.
Congratulations, Young Tim, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Young Tim brought a new, his wife, from what I hear, she did most of the work, but brought a baby into the world.
Hey, well, Tim's the one I know.
But yeah, brought in a cute little baby, which, I'm sure I'll meet him one day.
Is wrecking your band. Yeah.
The Yoko Ono of my band. This adorable little baby.
What a shame.
Well, he was at a show like a month ago, and either he was asking for a lighter or another kid asked him for a lighter, and the other one had the lighter and was able to comply, and then the kid said either like I got you or thanks, and ended that sentence with the N-word, and it was a white kid. And Tim was just like, no, like, you don't get to say that, dude. Like, no.
Yeah. Wait, what is that kid, from New Orleans?
Well, so Tim said this and, like, talked to the kid and his buddy, And the kid was like, I don't know, like 23, so not young enough to have never been told this, certainly. But his defense was like, oh, I play a lot of online video games, so I'm just used to saying it. And Tim was like, you don't get to say it, man. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Because he was like, also, by calling me that in like a friendly way makes it sound to anyone else that I am cool with you saying that, and I am not. So don't do that either. And then apparently the guy's buddy was like, yeah, dude, like it is really fucked up that you've been saying that. And Tim was like, why didn't you tell him this? He's been saying it. Like, yeah. Shut him down.
good thing Tim's a reasonable man, because he would have had to fight two guys there.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim already in like dad mode, just like, no. Don't.
Just knock it off.
Don't do that.
Hey, buddy, knock it off. Look.
Speaking of confrontation, I had a confrontation in a Safeway.
Whoa.
So
that's
our
grocery store, for those listening at home.
Our Safeway has made the local.
It's not safe?
It's not safe. Very few of them out here are.
More than half of the name is wrong.
So they all have nicknames in San Francisco. There's the Unsafe Way, which is not mine, but it's also not nearly the most problematic one. Then there's the Gay Way, which is in the Castro. There's the Date Way, which is the one in the Marina where everyone just goes to try to meet like ladies and men. But the one by us has made the local news because like several times, because to get out of I think I've probably talked about this, to get out of the self checkout area, it has plexiglass doors like a subway entrance, and you have to scan your receipt to get out. So if you go in and like don't want anything, or you went to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription, you have to like find someone to let you out of the store.
Yeah. But like, you only do that shit once at that Safeway.
Yeah. And so unfortunately it's the only one I can walk to. Like, we don't have another grocery store that's walkable. And so
only safe where you can walk to.
And so when Reagan's out with the car, I would walk up, you know, I'm not working, so I'm making the foods and stuff. I mean, I normally do some of the cooking, but now I'm like, fuck it. I'll do all the cooking because I got nothing but time.
Nice.
And so I'm going down, I'm getting groceries. And, when you walk in, they've added another layer. When you walk into the store, there's a swinging gate that opens, and if you walk back, if you like pull that gate out of the way to go back through or anything, all these alarms go off. You have to exit through the plexiglass door. You can't even turn around. Like, once you've, it's sort of like when you're leaving the airport and there's those sensors that if you're walking the wrong way,
okay.
The trip,
yeah.
It's that, but it's a grocery store. And there's an armed security guard standing right there, and he'll be like, nah, you got to go around. And so I knew that from my previous trip there, but I'm like, all right, there's at least one armed security guard. We got all these plexiglass fucking things now. And I'm walking towards checkout. I've got my stuff, and I just hear from like dead center in the store, this woman just go, help, security, this man is bothering me. I want him away from me, help. And I sounded real scared. And so I just fucking ran over, and so did like six other dads. I think I was the only one who didn't show up with like a full cart. Like, one dude even had a kid in the cart. And I would love to take credit for this, but we were playing a show one time, and these two guys after the show were harassing a lady in the billiards area. And so
it's crazy that guys still do that,
right? And
but,
so me,
who knows
me. Tim and I had eyes on the scene, and we were like, all right, how are we going to handle this? And then this other band, Milkbath, who are fucking great, they saw we were looking at something, and they came over, and they're like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. These guys are being fucking pricks. And so their front man just goes, he just shouts at them and kind of points and goes, hey, you being nice? And they're like, all right. And I was like, that's such a nice way of like.
Yeah.
Sort of alleviating tension and diffusing the situation a bit.
That's honestly like, you know, you were talking about Roadhouse earlier, and I was trying to think of who I know who could be Dalton.
Yeah.
And it's John.
Yeah. And, it's John.
But that's also how John would break up a rape. Mm-hmm. Like, and he could.
You'd be nice. And they'd be like, hey, you're right.
You being nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did that to this dude in the aisle, and he just turned and just started walking away. And one of the dads with the carts just kind of followed him to, like, box him out from turning around later. But I was like, oh, well, good thing this... I was like, you know what? I was closer. I'm sure the security guard is going to come over. Security guard is fucking nowhere. He bothered me on the way in, told me to take my hat and sunglasses off to go in a grocery store. This is not a bank. This is a grocery store.
Yeah, also take off your hat and sunglasses. Like,
no.
Show respect.
I was taking my sunglasses off.
You're in a house of God.
I was taking my sunglasses off because I'm not a psychopath that was going to wear them indoors.
Because you're not a bad guy from an 80s Stallone movie.
But then I was like, well, now I want to keep them on because you told me to, you fucking prick.
Yeah, my gripe always with the take your sunglasses off, other than with like, we're looking at your ID. Situation is
that's somewhat reasonable, yeah,
but like their prescription. I almost saw three teenagers get hit by a car.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, the car's still going in reverse, and yeah, people are still trying to walk behind it, so we'll see what happens with the wild and wacky Hyundai.
Nice. Yeah, I remember one time I was going through customs. I forget where. This is before Global Entry existed, and it was also there was nobody in line. Like, it was just me, and they were like, "Oh, you got to take your glasses off because you don't have glasses on in the picture." And I was like, "Okay." And so I took them off, and then I just stood there. They're like, "You need to walk up to the counter now." And I was like, "No." Because I was a good, like, 20 feet from the counter. It wasn't like you're right there. It was like you got scanned by, like, a camera, and then you had to, like, go through the bank walk thing, and then you're up there. And even though there was nobody there, I was like, no. And they were like, what do you mean no? I was like, I can't see. Like, these are glasses. And they were like, oh. I was like,
I need them to see.
I was like, you're going to need to come escort me or let me put my glasses on. And they're like, okay. And they sent a woman to walk. Like,
sick.
I kind of thought they did
not want you to put your glasses on.
I really thought they were going to let me just put my fucking glasses back on.
The policy is you can't have your glasses on. I love when policy dictates, you know, the world.
Yeah. So they had to, like, go and get a lady, and then she, walked with me for 10 seconds. But yeah, I was like, I'm not tripping over a fucking turnstile in customs and wiping out and shit. No, like I can't fucking see shit without my glasses. I have very bad eyesight.
See, you have very bad eyesight. You wear contacts. I mean, right now you're wearing contacts.
Yes.
Me. Not very bad eyesight. I mean, maybe I'm like 20/30. But also wear glasses all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's better.
I don't know. You've got a great glasses look.
Maybe.
I like the specs on you. They look nice.
Well, I've fully kind of leaned into the, you know, my dad mode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what was my dad wearing for vision in his mid-30s? And I pretty much going after that.
Good.
Solid. At least at home.
Yeah.
And work.
You wear those in the field?
No, these are at home glasses. Nice. In the field, I have another pair of like $7 frames from Zenni. I know we're not doing advertisements, but god damn it. If you know your prescription, like, find it online. Just get the cheapest glasses you can. It doesn't even have to be that brand. It can be another one.
Yeah. I know Warby Parker's like the expensive one at like $30.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If you don't want blue blockers, you're just like, I need, you know, something. I need a spare. Like, if you need a spare, if you got a good, you know, A side and you want a B side, yeah. Yeah.
What they don't tell you is that there's sort of an exponential growth of cost with those. If you have like normally bad eyes, then you can get those. Yeah, like $7 frames, correct, couple dollar lenses.
Which I have. Yeah. Like I, yeah, my eyes are, you know, if I take my glasses off, when I look far away, it's a little blurry. I can tell you what stuff is. I can count stuff. But like road signs at night, they're not very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a -8 and a -7.5 for those keeping score at home.
Right.
But it means that with my prescription, the Zenni glasses that I got way back in the day, the frames were still $7 and the lenses were $300.
Yeah.
Because they have to use a different material. Otherwise, they end up with the Coke bottle thickness, like truly, correct, like half an inch thick. Yeah. And they, at the time I was broke enough, I was like, yeah, I'll get those. And they're like, oh, we don't actually make them that thick. You have to get the more expensive, like high index of refraction glass.
Yeah. Which while we advertise that that's capable, it's not, yeah, practical for us to do, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Your but eyes are so bad.
Yeah. It's true for the average person that, yeah, you can get some completely functional glasses from any of those places for very cheap. You don't have to pay the exorbitant cost of going to an eye doctor. But if you've got shit eyes, then you're just going to pay it no matter what. It's, damn, just happening. Yeah. They're gonna get.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
It's okay. I don't wear my.
That's why I only jack off a little. You know, you should have knocked it off earlier.
That's the thing. I was wearing glasses at like age 5. I don't know what I was doing.
I know. Just a horny little kid.
I really was. Couldn't keep my hands off myself.
Well,
Can you blame me? Have you seen me back then?
I don't want to advertise, you know, health advice here, but. I might have stumbled onto like a good, solid like way to get right the ship with your own internal system.
All right,
and it's called the pizza cleanse. And I know what it sounds like, and yeah,
it's the opposite of that.
Nope, that's yeah. You're eating a lot of pizza.
Good,
you've heard of juice cleanses.
Oddly enough, my first thought was that you were cleansing yourself of pizza. And I was like, that sounds awful.
No, you travel up and down the Northeast eating different styles of pizza.
I had some good pizza the other day I was at the Oakley, the Oakland-Berkeley border. I'm not entirely sure which I was in. But it was Chicago-style pizza, which I'd never really had before.
Okay.
And it was nice. I thought of you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the thought.
It was just a pizza head. I was like, you know what? You know who would like this? Jimbo.
That's right. Because I don't get access to Chicago-style pizza other than the Uno we have in Springfield, which I haven't been to.
Haven't been to the Springfield Uno.
Have not. Yeah, we're bogged down with too many other pizza places.
Is that for political reasons?
It's for hockey reasons, so not exactly political, but like partially political.
Okay. Unpolitical.
I know the mayor goes to a different pizza place than the one that we like, so I appreciate that. Our demagogue of a mayor, our six-term mayor.
Is that true? Six terms?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he won it this past fall.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But anyway, the pizza cleanse. So it starts off with a frozen pizza. I mean, you need a baseline, like what you like at home.
Yes. Now, can I bake it or do I have to eat it frozen?
Preferably you eat it frozen and heat it up with your own body. And by the time you get the next pizza, it's up to body temp.
Nice.
No. I'd say bake it.
So that's breakfast.
No, it's the night before.
Oh, okay. This starts the night before.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you a big breakfast guy?
I eat four equally sized meals a day.
Because if I eat heavy breakfast, I tend to get fatter. Like if I go for like lean into breakfast foods like bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs, I tend to get heavier. So I try to avoid breakfast foods or eat like a banana or like a granola bar in the breakfast. So then the next meal would be lunch.
Yeah.
So that's my pizza. I'm not having pizza for breakfast.
But you can have it if it's on a bagel.
You can eat pizza anytime.
Would you allow pizza bites to be part of the pizza cleanse?
I'd allow bagel bites, pizza bites, tortilla pizza rolls. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sweet. Cool. Okay. But continue. So we've frozen pizza for the night before.
Correct.
Optional pizza bite, bagel bite breakfast, and now we're on to lunch.
Yeah, so I left my house at 6 in the morning. That's why I didn't have time to do the bagel bites.
Sure.
But I had to do a couple hours in North Providence, so I was going through New Haven. So I went to the other famous New Haven pizza establishment.
Okay.
All right. I would say I like this pizza better. And, like, it's still, like, a overcooked, mostly sauce, and no mozzarella cheese type pizza. But this one was cut in the way that, like, the roads in Brighton are. It was like a guy cut to a point and then made a turn and cut on the same. It was not straight lines.
Gotcha.
But also, I got the pizza, like, I don't know. It was scheduled to come out like a little before noon, and it came out a little after noon. I'd say I was waiting there like 15 minutes, but it came out with a smaller box on top, and the larger box said, "We added a small pizza because your large pizza looked slightly small." I was like,
"Whoa!
Did it look slightly small, or did you just cut it horribly? Because the top pizza was cut into slices, like it was straight lines." It was six slices that looked similar in size.
So there was a note like taped to the pizza box?
It was written in pen on top of the pizza box.
Dude, and, that's like, awesome. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. So I had to go on a pizza cleanse. Like, I had to have pizza for dinner later that night because guess what? Like, I ate the small pizza on the way down to the next job.
Of course. You're not an animal.
Yeah. And you saved the large pizza.
Yeah.
And so, like, I ate the large pizza. You know, I had like, an afternoon break. I dipped into it. You know, I started to dip my toe into the oblong slices.
Now, did the irregular slice factor into the... Is that part of the cleanse? Do we need to have them be irregular? Or can we...
No. It's up to the pizza maker.
Okay.
That's purely a pizza cutter... You know, I don't know if they have different ranks in their guild, but
this is novice, not even journeyman.
Yeah, whatever. I go by what they instruct, and you know the pizza master, I'm sure, had to approve it on the way out, and that's probably why they gifted me the small.
Yeah,
they were just like, we can't stand by the way this pizza was sliced. It's not that it was small. It's just that some of the slices were actually rectangles.
Damn. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I highly suggest a pizza cleanse because then I was down on Long Island, and so I had a job that lasted more than a day. And so, of course, on Long Island, you know, there's a couple of pizza places in every town. So by lunch the next day, the pizza was gone, large, from Frank Pepe, and yep. I had to go to a local pizza shop and say, "What do you got in the window? You got a vegetable? You got a buffalo chicken?" Yeah.
What'd they say?
They said, "Yeah, we got the vegetable, but no, we got a pepperoni." I was like, "All right, okay. Take that. Yeah,
we can work with that." What were the sizes of these slices? Were these proper New England, or I guess New York style slices?
No, yeah, these were good. Like you take a big 18-inch pizza and you cut it in six.
Ooh, six.
Yeah, well, those. That's the slice pizzas.
Yeah, yeah.
You're an East Coastman, but like some people grow up not knowing what that is. Like looking at a pizza and be like, "Oh, those slices look normal," or like, "Oh, those slices are a little undersized."
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, eating pizza, we started, we were hanging out with another couple eating the Chicago-style pizza. And you just end up talking pizza because
that's what you got to do.
It's what you got to do. And it's very easy to lament.
And you're an East Coast man.
Exactly. To lament about the pizza choices available in the Bay Area. I think they have improved since I've arrived. Not because of me, just because, you know, the market has demanded it.
But, maybe not because of you. Like, correlation doesn't imply causation, but, like, it may be a similar effect.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other guy that we were eating with, he went to a college in Syracuse. He went to Colgate, which I think is like right outside of Syracuse.
Okay.
And
I don't like their AHL hockey team, the Crunch.
I'm a fan of their toothpaste.
Oh, me too.
But
I like their toothpaste, but yeah, whatever.
So he, you know, he was used to like at least greater New York style pizzas and stuff. But then he hit me with a statement I was not prepared for. The best, according to him, and this is a guy who you know, I've seen him eat food. He's a man who likes food. He played a D1 NCAA college football. Like, you know, he knows how to eat food. He said the best slice of pizza he's ever had was in St. Louis. It wasn't St. Louis pizza style.
It was Detroit style.
Possibly. I don't know what Detroit style is, but it was in...
That's the one where you don't really have a crust, and you put the cheese all the way to the edge. It's like Pizza Hut style, almost.
Oh, almost like bar pizza?
Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
sorry.
But I was more just taken aback that...
He was like, St. Louis.
He's got to be the only person outside of that region who thinks that St. Louis has the best pizza.
That or somebody dosed him. You know, like, he just had a really good night.
Yeah.
I often think that about, like, a lot of, you know, recommendations and even, you know, prophets and historical figures. It's like, they might have just been having a good time.
Yeah. I did not ask him, because I believe this is when he was a collegiate athlete, and I did not ask him about any PEDs, any pizza-enhancing drugs he might have been on at the time.
That's right.
But that is a good call. Because, yeah, like, one of the best burgers I ever had, and this is fucked up, but it was at a gas station in New Orleans.
No. So some of the best pizza I've had was at a gas station in Wakefield, Massachusetts.
All right, so maybe it's not as fucked up. But, yeah, a lot of it was similar to like taking hallucinogenics. It was set and setting, you know? I was with Papa and Devin, and we were hungry. It was like 2 in the morning. It was hot. We've been drinking all day. It was just a solid fucking burger. Like, no frills, just a burger. Dude had to walk to the back and turn on a hot plate, like, just for us.
Yeah.
And then cook it on a hot plate.
That's crazy. Yeah. Pizza place in Wakefield was a lunch at a new job for me.
All right.
Like, with a solid crew chief who I liked working for. And the pizza, if you ordered one slice, it was a quarter of a pizza.
Yeah. La Befana style.
Yeah, it was just, hey, here is, you know, we charged you a lot for it, but it was worth it.
Yeah. We finally ate at this Korean place near us that always has a line and is apparently like highly rated, but it's not fancy. It's just like, you know, it's always
has a line, highly rated.
And so we got in there, we sat down, and I was looking at the prices, and they weren't crazy, but they were a little higher than I would have expected because it looked very like, you know, kind of like comfort food style food. And then I looked around and saw the portions that were coming out, and they were fucking massive. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, never mind. The prices are actually quite cheap compared to...
Fucking A.
Yeah, so that's always nice if you're like, oh, this is a little bit more than I wanted to spend, but then you're like, oh, never mind. You guys are hooking it up. Never mind.
Yeah, we hit some takeout for like 88 today. It was me and Joan and Joan's mom. Joan's mom's visiting us. But like, you know, three entrees, couple appetizers, $88. And guess what? Like, that was yesterday for dinner.
Yep.
We pretty much had that for lunch. Nice. I also had some late snacks.
Yeah.
And we still have some leftovers going on from that. So
fuck yeah,
yeah man. Absolutely worth it.
Yeah. 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 If you can find a place, there's actually another, and I actually don't know what type of cuisine it is, but there's another spot out here. It's when you walk up, you know, all the houses out here are like connected with the exception of like ours.
Yeah.
Like they all touch. There's this, it's just a neighborhood in the outer Sunset. You just walk up and there's just a doorbell in one of the garages that has a small word above it. Just says Toyose. I'm not entirely sure.
It must be zoned differently.
Must be. But you ring that bell and they let you in the side door of the garage and then you're just in a restaurant. I think it might be Korean. Could be Vietnamese. Cool. I'm not sure. But it opens at like 7 or 8 at night and stays open till 4 in the morning.
I want to do that with my backyard.
Yeah, dude. It's under the sea themed inside practically. Like it feels like you're inside a boat.
Nice.
And every table has a different doorbell on it. And you just ring that doorbell and a light goes off in the back. And that's when the waiters come out to like,
wow.
No one comes around otherwise. You just push the button for service. And they come by and they're like, what do you want? And
sick.
That the food is dirt cheap and the portions are still fucking problematically big.
Awesome.
I've only gone there once with Reagan and we were unaware that the portions were huge because you really can't see the other tables due to the way that the place is laid out. And we ended up with like, we spent like, I don't know, $40, like very little as far as like a night out goes of eating.
Very, yeah.
And we ended up with like, we had like two bags of to-go food with us in addition.
Ooh.
Like it was crazy.
All right.
and we're like, all right, next time we got to come here hammered drunk at 2 a.m. with like at least one other couple so we can try more things.
Yeah. Speaking my language now.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. Man, I can't wait to, set something like that up in the legal allowable space that I'm allowed in Springfield.
Yeah.
I could even call it a livable space, but I think I'll zone it as a restaurant.
Get an ADU, an additional dining unit.
Ooh, buddy.
How's that?
I love that.
How's that? Take that, NIMBY. Take that, NIMBYs.
Sick. Woo.
So
I got one other thing about working on Long Island.
The motherfucker's long.
It is long. So did you hear about an earthquake in New Jersey?
I did. First, one of our bridges goes down. Then the Mid-Atlantic's attacked by an earthquake. I mean...
All right. So from all indications, the Cluck U in Netcong is fine. And
this is huge. This is important.
Yeah. This is sick. Because, next time I'm out there, I'm going to have a good time. Get that
hopefully the games,
barbecue.
Hopefully the games are still intact.
The games are still intact. The baby grand is still up. Yeah. I posted a picture of it, and it was like one corner of the restaurant, and it was still like a foosball table, two game systems with a cabinet and a Terminator 2 like video shooting game.
It was a lot going on.
What you didn't see was like a projector screen of ESPN Classic on a different wall and like all the musical instruments you could think of to play in a band. Other than like, horns and shit. But like they had a drum kit, piano, like bass and guitar. Like if you wanted to play, I think if you had cleaned your hands with a moist towelette after the atomic barbecue, of course.
Yeah. So. Do bands perform there, or is that truly like just for
clientele? I couldn't see if any band, like I could not find a place where there was like a schedule where they had bands at the Netcong Cluck U. So I think it was just a space to practice.
Let's see. I'm just hopping on real quick to see if I can.
It's Netcong. Yeah.
Oh, it auto completed. It knew.
Good.
It knew what I was after.
Yeah, it knows I talk about it enough to you. It knows we talk, and I talk about it constantly. So it's auto recommending Netcong Cluck U to all of my friends. Oh, hey.
Man, yeah, I'm not seeing anything about...
Right?
I got no events schedule.
So if you want to go play a show there, I'll try to learn your songs on guitar, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in Gary's home state, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't actually know. Where is Netcong in Jersey?
It's by Stanhope.
Is that where Doug is from?
Yeah, that's right. the animated show Doug.
North Jersey. Gotcha.
No, they've had.
Wow.
I mean, they were.
Wow. Dude, they have pictures online. Sorry, I'm looking at. I've got the full view of the interior now.
Yeah,
they still have deep fried Twix.
I sure hope so.
They've got a massive picture on the wall here of deep fried Twix.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and they're in the photo here. They're watching soccer. I can't quite tell who's playing.
That might be ESPN Classic, but who knows? They might be able to change the channel on the projector screen. Who knows? Like, yeah. I never asked.
Their upcoming
events
are
no events. I'm always just happy with
the
Xbox One and the Atomic Barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. They've got a No, they don't have an Instagram. Fuck, man. This is so... I'm so intrigued because the drum kit's like an electronic kit.
Do you want to fly out to New Jersey and I'll pick you up and we'll go out there?
Yeah. They have like a Marshall stack.
Yeah, dude.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's intense.
What the fuck?
Like, the equipment that they have is pretty, like, it's a PS5 and an Xbox One.
This is awesome.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry I didn't explain it as well as I should have.
That's all right. Are you in the fan club?
Not yet. I mean, I was thinking about starting an unofficial one.
I'm on the website. You can become a Cluck You Chicken fan club member. Now, it doesn't look like it's specific to the Netcong location, but you might be able to pick your home location kind of a thing.
All right.
This is the list of features you get. You get coupons, blogs, play trivia, news, events, and many more. And
that's example, New Jersey chicken joint.
The example coupon of what you get is any sandwich or wrap value pack. So it looks like it comes with a drink and fries for $5.99. And that expires January 31st, 2012. So that's just an example of what you can get.
All right. 2012.
Yeah.
Whew. Can't imagine what it's like now. But they do have a 10-piece boneless combo with like one side and a drink that's still under 20. So
that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. I mean, you and me, like we could have a good afternoon there.
We're getting dangerously close to just sponsoring them.
I love them so much, and I'm so glad that they didn't get destroyed by the earthquake or any of its aftershocks.
Yeah. Let's see. The Odenton location is the only one that has more pictures posted on its own website.
Damn it.
Most of them have three or four. Netcong has six. Odenton has 11. Let's look at Odenton.
This is Odenton, New Jersey, or Odenton, Maryland?
This is Odenton, Maryland.
Ooh, okay. Because the New Jersey is like the main area for the brand.
Yeah. Cluckerstrated is their Sports Illustrated they've got on the wall. And it's just pictures of the restaurant. A lot of these aren't even loading. They're broken links. There's nothing in the restaurant.
Yeah, let's go Netcong. Woo!
Netcong is king. Netcong is king.
All right, buddy. We got to plan our trip.
Absolutely. We're going to Netcong. We're bringing the boys.
Sick. I can't wait. I can't wait to get high in the parking lot with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to see what other local businesses are nearby that we can just talk shit on once we're out there.
Damn right.
Well, I think it's time we land this sandwich.
All right.
You got any advice for anybody trying to open up a new business in Netcong, New Jersey?
Don't even try, man.
And as we say every week,
go fuck yourself.
God fuck us, everyone.